You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to my first podcast. When professionals record, they use a digital audio mixing board, a single device with inputs for multiple microphones and musical instruments. It lets them record multiple tracks simultaneously in apps like Logic Pro and GarageBand. I'm doing the same thing in this podcast, recording my voice to one track and voiceover to another. They're nice devices, but they can be pretty expensive. Suppose I didn't have one. It would be nice to have a less expensive alternative. But wait a minute. My MacBook has a built-in stereo microphone, and I have a USB webcam with a microphone too. What if there was a way for my computer to treat them like a single multi-channel audio input device? In this podcast, I'll show you how to use Audio MIDI Setup to create a single aggregate device from two separate USB audio input devices. And once you've configured your aggregate device, you can use it to record multiple channels simultaneously in GarageBand on macOS. And don't worry, I promise I won't use
a million
GarageBand. First, let's open the Audio MIDI Setup app. Go to your Applications window in Finder.
Finder, Applications window, List View, Table.
Navigate to the Utilities folder, go into that, and then find the Audio MIDI Setup app and open it.
Unapp Utilities folder, 9/29 open, List View, Table. Audio MIDI Setup app application, 9 open. Audio MIDI Setup, Audio Devices, window, Audio Device List, Table. Built-in microphone, 2 in/0 outs, built-in image, selected as keyboard focus.
When you open the Audio MIDI Setup app, VoiceOver Focus is going to land on the Audio Device List. I'm there now.
Audio Device List Table is in the VoiceOver cursor. Built-in microphone, 2 in/0 outs, built-in image, selected.
So the first item in the list is a built-in microphone with 2 inputs and 0 outputs. That's the built-in microphone on my MacBook Pro, and it's stereo, which is why it has 2 inputs. Let's arrow down and see what else is in the list.
Built-in output, 0 in/2 outs, built-in image, default system output device image, default output device image.
That's my MacBook's built-in speakers. Finally, the last item on the list.
HD webcam C615, 1 in/0 outs, USB image.
That's my webcam with 1 built-in microphone, so it has 1 input. Below the audio device list, there's a button to open a menu, and that will allow us to create an aggregate device. So I'm going to VO plus down arrow to that button.
Create aggregate device, menu button.
I'm going to select it.
Menu.
And then I'm going to down arrow to the first item on the menu.
Create aggregate device.
And press enter.
Create aggregate device, menu button.
With my focus still on the menu button, I have to VO plus up arrow back to the audio device list.
Audio device list table. Aggregate device. 0 in/0 outs. Aggregate image. Selected.
And wow, my focus is now on something called aggregate device, which wasn't in the list before. But it said it had 0 input and 0 output.
Audio device list table is in the voiceover cursor. Aggregate device. 0 in/0 outs. Aggregate image. Selected.
And the reason it has 0 in and 0 out is because we haven't added any devices to it yet. We're going to add 2 input devices to it, the built-in microphone, and we're going to add the webcam. So to do that, there's a second audio device list table inside this application that has several audio devices listed with checkboxes. What we need to do is just select the checkbox for the built-in microphone and select the checkbox for the webcam. But first, we have to navigate to that second audio device list, which is going to require us to hit VO plus right arrow past several controls.
Vertical splitter, aggregate device, clock source, no devices in it, help button, sample rate, set view layout, rate, aggregate devices, horizontal splitter, audio device list table.
There we are. We're in the audio device list table now. And as I down arrow through it, it's going to list the audio devices available along with a checkbox on whether it's checked or unchecked.
Use device unchecked checkbox. Built-in microphone, 2, 0. Enable drift correction unchecked checkbox.
There's the built-in microphone. I want to select that with spacebar. Now that I have the built-in microphone selected, I need to down arrow through that list until I get to the webcam, and I'm going to select that in the same way with spacebar.
Use device check checkbox. Built-in microphone. Use device uncheck checkbox. Built-in output. Use device uncheck checkbox. HD webcam C615. 1, 0. Enable drift correction uncheck checkbox.
There's the webcam, so I'll hit spacebar to select it. Now at this point, I want to go back to the initial audio device list and take a look at that aggregate device that we created.
Audio device list table. Aggregate device. 3 in/0 out. Aggregate image. Selected.
Great. It said 3 in, 0 out. The reason it said 3 in, remember, is my built-in microphone on my MacBook Pro is a stereo microphone, so that's 2 channels right there. My webcam microphone is a mono device, which is only 1 channel, so there's a total of 3. Let's rename that aggregate device. I'm going to interact with the audio device list and then interact with the aggregate device.
In audio device list, in aggregate device, 3 in/0 out.
And now I'm going to VO plus right arrow over to the title of that device.
Aggregate image. Aggregate device. Content selected. Edit text.
And let's rename it built-in plus webcam.
Select UILTBILINPLUS+WEBCAM.
And now I'm going to stop interacting.
Out of built-in plus webcam, 3 in/0 out. Aggregate image. Out of audio device list table.
Great. Finally, there are some controls for clock and sample rate that I want to take a look at, just to show you that they're there and they can be changed if you want. So from the audio device list, I'll hit VO plus right arrow and take a look at those controls and settings.
Vertical splitter, built-in plus webcam, clock source, built-in microphone, clock source, pop-up button.
The built-in microphone is going to be the clock source for both it and the webcam microphone. That's fine. We want them all to be synced to the same source.
Help button, sample rate. 44.1 kilohertz. Sample rate. Pop-up button.
And there's the sample rate, which is 44.1 kilohertz. That's going to be fine, but I'm going to open this menu just to show you what else is available.
Menu checkmark. 44.1 kilohertz. 48.0 kilohertz. 88.2 kilohertz. 96.0 kilohertz. 32.0 kilohertz. Checkmark. 44.1 kilohertz. 44.1 kilohertz. Sample rate. Pop-up button.
So if you need a higher sample rate, you can certainly set it, and that would be the place to do it. Now that we have this aggregate multi-channel audio device created, we can set that as an input in System Preferences and use that by default in apps like GarageBand or Logic Pro. This is an inexpensive way to do multi-channel recording. You can record your own voice with the built-in microphone, and you can set that webcam microphone in front of your system speakers to record voiceover on a separate track. With your voice and voiceover on separate tracks, you have total control over gain and pan for each of them. If you'd like to read about how I recorded this podcast, take a look at my GarageBand series of blog articles. In particular, GarageBand Part 4 covers recording podcasts with GarageBand on macOS. Thanks for listening.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.